Second point, the little that was required for their salvation. St. Thomas says that the principal pain of the reprobate will consist in seeing that they are damned for nothing, and that if they wished, they could with so much facility acquire for themselves the glory of paradise. The second remorse of conscience, then, will arise from the thought of the little that was necessary to be done for the attainment of salvation. A person who was damned appeared to Saint Humbert and said to him that the most excruciating pain which he suffered in hell was caused by the thought of the trifles for which he was lost, and of the little which he required to do in order to save his soul. The unhappy soul will then say, "Had I mortified myself by not looking at such an object, had I overcome human respect at such a time, had I avoided such an occasion of sin, such a companion, such a conversation, I should not now be damned. If I had gone to confession every week, if I had frequented the confraternity, if I had read every day a spiritual book, if I had recommended myself to Jesus Christ and to Mary, I should not have relapsed into sin. I have so often purposed to do these things, but have either neglected my resolutions, or after having begun to practice these exercises, I gave them up, and therefore I am lost." The torture of this remorse will be increased by the good examples of virtuous friends and companions which the reprobate has witnessed, and still more by the gifts which God has given him for the salvation of his soul. Gifts of nature, such as good health, gifts of fortune, which were so many talents which the Lord had given him, that he might make a good use of them and become a saint. Gifts of grace, so many lights, inspirations, calls, and so many years given to him that he might repair the evil which he had done. But he will see that, in the miserable state to which he is reduced, there is no remedy. He will hear the angel of the Lord proclaiming and protesting that time shall be no more. "And the angel whom I saw standing swore by him that liveth forever and ever, that time shall be no longer." Oh, what cruel swords will all these gifts and graces be to the heart of the unhappy reprobate when he sees that the time in which he could repair his eternal ruin is already past. With tears and despair, he and his companions will say, "The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved." He will say, "If the fatigues to which I had submitted for my damnation had been born for God, I should have become a great saint. And now what advantage do I derive from them but pain and remorse, which will torment me for eternity?" Ah, the thought that it was in his power to be forever happy, and that he must be forever miserable, will torture the damned more than the fire and all the other torments of hell.